Scoop. You guys, it's time for another wrap it up series. Let's get it. So listen, bro. It's yours truly, Bunsen Battle Rap. BNB. We back in effect. So where have I been? Working. Staying out of trouble. The usual shit, you feel me? But enough about me. Let's get into what's been going on. So I've been seeing some things. Let's talk about this resolution card that's popping off. So far we got three interesting battles. Two are better than one. Well, no. I'm gonna give credit where credit's due. You know, cause Bronson is the wildest. And you know, I do use part of his slogan for my video, for my podcast, so you know, respectfully. I've been giving the big Lou his props on this channel, so I'm gonna still do that. You feel me? I'm gonna still do that on this podcast. So Big Lou, Lou Castro, the Rue is back. Him versus Charlie Clips. Man, I must ask this question. What is with this push? Like, why? Like, don't get me wrong. Lou Castro is definitely an entertaining. He's definitely dope. There's levels to this. And I just feel like. But then again, I feel like him and Charlie Clips could be somewhat of a mirror match. We're talking about two people who have so. They're both good at rapping. But they also have great personalities. And Charlie Clips has charisma. So does Big Lou. So it's really about who can out-entertain the other, really. That's what it really comes down to between these two. This is Big Lou's biggest challenge. Because Charlie Clips can still make it seem like he won, even if in reality he lost. That's one of the most dangerous about battling Clips. Like, you battle 100% Clips, everybody wants 100% Clips. Everybody wants Clips to be at 100 because they know he about to dish out some, oh man, bars, schemes. Like, bro, Lou, I just hope Lou's ready. I heard about the face-off. I haven't seen it. I'm sure the face-off is entertaining. You know, Clips is always reserved. I'm pretty sure if Lou has said, you about to get me mad, if he said it one time in the midst of the face-off, that's all I need from him. But that's how I feel about it. I feel like if I had to go from early predictions, I feel like Charlie Clips is going to get this 2-1. I feel like Big Lou can get around. Cause like I said, it's not like he can't get the job done. But this is a different ball game than DNA. We saw what he did to DNA, and arguably Lou was looking flammable against DNA. He was looking flammable as fuck. But like I said, with Clips, it's not about who can, like, if you go in there trying to out-rap Clips, it's not gonna work. When it comes to, like, Clips said it best against his battle with Twerk. In a fight, you gotta fight smart. Not just, you know, yeah. It's good to see all them flashy haymakers being thrown at you, but, you know, them haymakers won't work if your opponent is too smart. Like, you got an outreach boxer. Their whole objective is to duck slugger's fist. They're constantly trying to get out the way of a slugger's fist, and then as soon as they see an opening, capitalize. That's the whole point of an outreach boxer. So, and I feel like in this particular format, Charlie Clips has always been an outreach boxer type of person. Like, he can, like, Clips, when he does some of his slugging, like, I feel like Clips has the ability to tap in both sides of the spectrum. He could be a slugger type of punchliner, and he could also be an outreach type of punchliner, like, in scheme. Like, basically what I'm trying to say is Clips knows how to play defense just as well as offense. And he's a vet, so it's like Lou got mountain climbing. The only way he could possibly get more than one round off of Clips is if Clips throws around. If Clips throws around, then yeah, Lou can get this 2-1. maybe clear. Maybe. I could see it. But you gotta show me. Gotta show. Gotta show. Then we got... They only announced 3 battles so far, which honestly makes it good for me because I can focus and give each one of the attention that they deserve. And but plus, that's not the only thing we're going to talk about. Remember, this is a wrap it up segment, which means we're going to discuss other things. But we're just discussing resolution right now. The next battle on resolution is a battle that, yeah, I've been wanting to happen for a while. Reason being is because, like I said, okay. First, let's go off of the history. We're talking about a young little boy. Nah, he was a teenager, about 16. And I remember when this boy was 16, one of the battles he remembers watching. You remember watching? He had just started watching battle rap thanks to his boy Chase Jefferson. Drop a cruise bomb for Chase Jefferson. Sorry. Hey, Charlamagne, don't come for me. I've been watching too much Breakfast Club. So sometimes I, yeah, memory. Anyway, Chase Jefferson, shout out to him and everything, you know, major love, you know, one of the greatest writers to ever come to ever, I've ever known out of Dayton, you know, but that's a whole different, anyway, point is, thanks to this guy, this boy, this teenage boy was able to watch battle rap, and one of his top favorite matches in the beginning, he loved Calico versus Arsenal, one of his first battles he ever seen. The other battle that he had first seen was Arsenal versus Goods. No, my bad. No. Oh. Arsenal versus Illmac. That's right. It was Illmac. It was Arsenal versus Illmac. Arsenal versus Calico. Heck, I even seen Arsenal versus Pat Stay. Then we get to the last two battles that I was introduced to. Surf versus Young Ill. And then Hollow the Don versus Goods the Animal. That battle. Let's talk about that battle in particular. Goods versus Hollow, man. It was a battle where it was like, you know, when you first hear about these two, you're thinking, well, who are these guys? Then you see that, you hear Beasley in the trailer saying, you know, talking about their attributes or weapons, armors, and skills and all that stuff, right? You know, all that good shit. You know, the tail of the tape, you know. Any fight has a tail of the tape. Goods and Hollow, you know, they had the little trailers, you know. They basically Hollow saying he going 3-0 Goods. Goods like, I don't even think Jesus Christ can 3-0 me. And this one, Goods was still drinking heavy. And he was Goods with no neck. Yeah, that Goods. They just don't know. I've been a fan a long time. Yeah, Goods, he in shape now. And that's actually a good thing because Goods is in his 40s, so it's actually good for him to be in shape for real. It would, you know, yeah. Plus, I feel like you want to stay in the best shape. I feel like good parents would want to be in the best shape of their life. Mainly because you got kids that are constantly growing. They're constantly filled with energy. And I feel like working out kind of helps you keep up. Could you imagine trying to raise kids and you as a fat slob? That you didn't want to do nothing. Can you imagine raising kids like that? It would be haunting. The kids will grow to hate you most likely. And then they'll cuss at you. They'll cuss at you. Get your lazy ass up, dad. Like, yo, it'll be a whole thing. And then you're going to have to go upside their head and end up going to jail because they was right. Like, it's just too much. All the kids want to do is spend time with you and stuff like that. And you just got chips hanging off your belly. It's a whole different thing. I just feel like anybody should want to. You should want to be healthy for the sake of your kids. So like I said, drop a cruise bomb for Goods. One good time. Cause Goods, shout out to him. Shout out to him being he's you know from one father to another. I fully respect him in that regard. Fully him and Gage. I fully respect him in that regard. The way they speak about their children, the way they people was feeling the type of way about you know Goods hitting gyms and everything. Right is right and wrong is wrong. But I have to say, and even though it's past now, we're way past that now. But the point I'm trying to make is, I know what it's like to be Goods on the good spectrum and on the bad spectrum. Because honestly, if I was Goods in that situation, I'd probably punch gyms too. Would it have been warranted? Hell nah. Because Of course, on paper and on videos and in blogs that you've seen constantly, Jims has made it clear he didn't say anything bad about the daughter. He just used her in the context of what Goods was saying. Goods was saying some stuff. Jims said that ain't true. And he said, I put that on. And then Goods, he said, I put that on my daughter. And then, well, your daughter's a liar. Woo! In that context, still, I'm not taking Jim's side for that. This is past all of it. It is what it is. We're past it. I'm just saying, regardless if Jim's was right or wrong, me being the father and me being Goods, he was gonna get punched regardless. The moment, like, it's like, as a parent, I just feel like regardless if you're speaking positively or negatively, even if you don't directly say something bad about my kids, don't use my kid in a negative sentence at all. Like, don't say, like, my kid's name shouldn't come out your mouth for one, and it shouldn't come out your mouth with the next words being something negative or the next words beforehand being something negative. Anything that's, no. Like any context that seems negative, like, you're not saying my daughter is the best, my daughter is amazing, my daughter is smart. Anything besides that is curtains. And in that type of regard, you know, no, we don't tolerate that. You don't, no. Don't, like, because, like, it, I mean, I can understand if Goods had mentioned something about Jim's newborn kids. But, no. Wasn't like that. I feel like niggas, and the thing about it is, Jim's only got this way because he was emotional. He was talking through the niggas' rounds. Goods was talking. It wasn't really hitting that much. Goods' material wasn't really hitting that well. One second. Goods' material wasn't really hitting that much, but it was hitting to the point where Jim's was heckling the hell out of him. And then that's when it happened. Bar none. My apologies, dude. It's my daughter, everybody. So yeah, back to the history here. I went into this whole history about Good, but we have to talk about the person that's actually in the match. Hollow! So Hollow was in that match with Goods, Fat Neck Goods. And he has some of the... Hi, baby. My daughter's the best. So Hollow... This is what I got to know about Hollow. Hollow, him and Goods, when I watched their battle, I had been brought to a whole new way of writing. Like, Hollow had this very unorthodox style when he spit. Like, he said stuff like, kill it in the air, it's a high death. Stuff like that, or he'll be like, you shouldn't mess with Hollow, he a pipe buster. He'll let that thing fly. You right, brother. Yeah. Now, the reason why, now you're wondering where the correlation is at? Well, let that thing fly, the Wright brothers. Like, it's simple things like that. Like, high def, kill it in the air, it's a high def. Or, what was another line he said that I like? I did like his roasting sessions. Those were kind of funny. Or, I love one. But it's on to the next one. On to the next one. Hey, Goods. Why you let Swiss beat treats like your stepson? Always let you hear beats. Never let you catch one. Fire. That was so fire, bro. You can't tell me that's fire. Be a stepson to get the you get to hear the regular kid get his ass. But you don't get that because as a real, I felt that because even as a kid, because I'm like, no, actually. I felt that, but I didn't feel that. Like, I couldn't relate to that, but I knew people who could. Me, it didn't matter. My mom, whoever she was messing with, once she messes with them, she really didn't, like, me, I don't care who I talk to. You gotta ask me permission to do whatever you want, my children. You gotta talk to me. Talk to me or talk to their mother. Just because we dating, that doesn't mean, oh, You big queen now. No, they have a queen. That's their mother. You, if there's something you want to talk to them about or something, that you, when it comes to disciplining them, come to me or come to the mother. You, being the step-parent, don't get to do shit. That's just how I feel about it. That's how I feel about it. I feel like it's disrespectful, like, to let, you know, like, don't get, now, in my case, you know, there is one female that I make an exception for, but we don't speak about her. Anyway, point is, stepkids, we don't touch them because we feel like we're not, as a parent, like, that's another reason why I was trying to put that out there. Because just like I wouldn't let somebody touch my kids, me be, and it goes vice versa. Like, if somebody that I was dating had kids, I'm very much not gonna touch them. And this is, and I've proven this in one of my old relationships. She lived with a bunch of her nieces and nephews, and they were, sometimes they got a little, you know, things got a little rough for me to keep it perfect, to keep it funky with you. But I never lost my cool, and I was never willing to whoop them. Why? Because they were not my kids. And I can, now that, of course, that's a different subject though, because they were the nieces and nephews of my girlfriend. They weren't her kids, but they were around her so much, and they always, so just, you know, and I, and you know, their actual parents would, you know, we're not gonna get into that, but overall, it's a no-no. Plain and simple, it's a no-no. And that bar was fire. But this is how I got to know about hollowing goods. And it's just like, and back, like, you know, goods, he had, his flow was more like, you ain't lost on Smack, you've been on Smack so long, URL, because URL. I like when people, I don't know. I mean, Rock did the same thing against Twerk, like, you are the L of the company. Like, yeah, like, yeah, it is what it is. It works, and sometimes it, certain people could say it didn't work. You know, teach his own. But that was his flow like that. That was his flow. And Goods love talking about niggas' shoes in the beginning. Yo, it's funny though, cause that was his thing. He would talk about all niggas' shoes, and then now he got his own pair of shoes. Slick walks. Man, and I want a pair of those too. I do want me a pair of slick walks, 'cause he said it's not just like a, it's not like a Jordan shoe. Well, no, I guess you could say it's a Jordan shoe, 'cause people wear Jordans to the game. People wear Jordans to do athletic stuff. They shouldn't, but you know, yeah. Personally, I feel like Jordans, Air Forces, they should be treated like dress shoes. You wear them on special occasions. Like, you should have, like, you sh your work shoes should be your plain shoes for every day. Like, your work shoes, like, my work shoes are my plain, or my shoes that I, you know, I do whatever in. Go on long walks in. Run to the store. Like, you know, cigarillo run. Like, all that type of stuff. Like, all that stuff I do in work shoes. But when the moment I want, like, if I'm taking a girl out on a date, or if I'm going out with my kids, you know, or me and the best friend about to do go to the movies or something, stuff like that requires a better quality type of shoe. Jordans, Forces. And pretty soon, one day, slick walks. I will get me a pair of slick walks. But nonetheless, Goods been talking about niggas' shoes forever. It's sometimes funny. Yeah. Overall, I mean, it's his style. He flexes. But now, off Goods. Let's get on to the opponent for this resolution card. So yeah, around this same time, now that we've given you a little brief, now, okay, so let me get more into Hollow. So when I'm on the Hollow's flow, I started growing into a fan of Hollow, mainly for how he raps. Don't like what he did on Grind Time. What he did on Grind Time, kind of made it so like he was a super writer. And that's funny because a battle rapper later on actually goes by the name of Super Writer. But but Hollow, you know, outside the Grind Time stuff, he impressed me. Like, I was really impressed with his freestyle ability, his, like, his schemes, his wordplay. Like, the man's unorthodox style was fire. Then I got to see him versus Surf. I got to see him versus Lux. I was one of the people that was advocating that. To this day, I still remember that. I was one of the people advocating for Lux versus Hollow. And then I would go to all the interviews and stuff. Hollow said he wanted to battle Lux. Lux was like, I want to battle Hollow. And they just kept, they just, it's like, who was going to book it? Who was going to book it? Then we see Surf and Conceited. Hollow talks back like, hey, yo, tell Lux what's up. Tell Lux what's up. I don't get that work. I'm a boss, baby. Like, yo, what? How I won't smoke? And then what happens? It gets booked by UW. Like, I didn't understand that part. Like, what? Like, I still to this day, I didn't understand the situation behind that. Like, Beasley, you mean to tell me you could not make the budget for that battle? How are you not able to make the budget, but Arsenal is? UW, come on, bro. We not doing this. UW ain't been popping since Trench was in charge. When Trench was in charge, UW was fire. UW had some great matchups. We had this, matter of fact, Arsenal versus T-Rex was on UW. It was a fire matchup because, man, Rex was. That was the first time I actually got to see Rex. Yeah, man, it was fire. Arsenal versus Clips was on that. Arsenal versus Clips. Decent. Math Pop versus Shotgun Shug. That was actually when I used to like Math Pop a little bit. He said something to, like, I remember one of the bars he said to Shug. He was like, he said, look at this Crip. He said he the shooter and the driver. Cause no one else could fit in the whip. Who is this? Look at this Crip. I was like, yo. Even Shug started laughing. And then he broke character and said, I got a car outside. You wanna see? You wanna see how much space it got, my nigga? Like, at that point, Shug wasn't even mad. Shug was like, that's funny, but we can go outside and debunk this right the fuck now. He like, yo, I was weak. Oh man. What other battles on there? Yeah, let's see. Oh, that's why I used to be a fan of Speed Dollars. Yeah, Speed Dollars used to be nice. Used to be really nice. He actually went to war with Daylight. He's one of the people that could honestly say they went to war with Daylight before he started truly trolling and picking and choosing who he wants to smoke with. Like, there used to be a time when Daylight was outside and he stayed outside. There was a time. There was a time. And I, being a fan at that point, was watching. He was outside. Rich Dollars. Lotta Cocky. Yes, Cocky from the jungle. Ugh, man. URL had so many different things going on back then. Nonetheless, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Lux was able to book. I mean, Arsenal was able to book Lux versus Hollow. And there's a lot of people that had Lux winning that fight. Because, you know, around that time, I guess Hollow was really addicted to lean. But I think, oh, but then Hollow brought out Calico's dad, Blackface, to go up against, you know, talk about, why don't you tell Calico's daddy a lost nigga now? It was a whole bunch of things like, talk to that nigga. A lot of that. Alright, but yeah, like I said, I had been a fan of Hollow for a while. And I wasn't the only one. One of the biggest fans of Hollow was Surf, who I'm a fan of as well. So it's like, Surf knows. He knows. Like, Hollow's one of the best battle rappers to ever do it. He truly is. The downside about Hollow is, in these most recent years, Hollow's been weird. Hollow's been hella weird. And coming from a nigga like me that's saying something, he's been moving weird. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's moving successful. But when it comes to this battle rap shit, when it comes to, you know, anytime this nigga get on the camera to address a battle rapper, he just keeps getting weird. He has been weird since the Clips and DNA debacle. When Clips and DNA did that Biden shit, yo. Like I said, hey, look, DNA, I heard you. I heard you against King Los in that third round. I heard you. All your rounds should have been like that, like King Los said. All your rounds should have been like that. But nonetheless, you know, like, yeah, we know you can rap, but you should have, I feel like DNA being a rebuttal person, he should have rebutted the angle before King Los went there. Like, I feel like he knew when it comes to that Biden angle and you rapping for Biden, niggas, that angle is gonna be over you forever. If Geechee got people still talking to him about the tree, My nigga still gonna talk about you about that Biden shit. It's just, it is what it is. Because that shit was even cornier than what Geechee did. Geechee was just trying to get out the way of drama. Because like I said, if against popular belief, just because a nigga is tough, a nigga don't gotta prove that he's tough. Like, bro, at the end of the day, time, place for everything. You can't only be tough, but you also gotta be wise. You have to have a brain. Geechee Crip. Nigga, like, bro, like, what are we doing here? Like, niggas not trying to get in trouble. Why do niggas, my thing is, why do niggas think, like, everybody gunning to go to jail so bad? Like, yes, I get it. We got tough niggas out here that's like, I ain't scared to go to jail. I'm ready. I don't give a fuck. Like, but, yo, real straight niggas don't want to go to jail, bro. I'm trying to tell you, I can tell you. There's not one street nigga that I've known that would tell me they wanted to go to jail. Would they be willing if you catered some shit? Yeah. But do they want to go? No. Are they willing to do shit that's gonna make that happen? Hell no. It's silence and discrepancy. Keep your business behind your lips. Don't try to be tough with everybody. Now, if a nigga literally posed a serious threat, that's one thing. But Geechee was getting out of the way of drama that was being dealt with other niggas. Other niggas was beefing. He had nothing to do with that. But it's whatever, though. It is whatever. At the end of the day, it just goes to show. You can't, like... Point is, Geechee was being penalized for something. That, you know, he's penalized for not wanting to be tough in a situation. For not wanting to show that he's so tough. Niggas, my thing is, why does Geechee have to show he's tough? Like, bro, you've heard this man rap. His believability is through the roof. Honestly, I don't know why niggas want niggas to snap out of... Like, why do you want to see a nigga's bad side? Like, why do you want to see the monsters, the demons that niggas try so hard to fight and get past? Like, why do niggas want to see it to prove a point? Like, you want to see this nigga really crippin'? Like that nigga in the Lux battle that kept saying Geechee like, your mama like, nigga. Like, bruh, like, why do people want Geechee to come out of character? Like, why do you want these niggas to come out of character? Why can't we be professional and keep it rap? Okay? If you want a specific beef with this nigga, why can't it be after the battle? Why can't y'all go outside after the battle and everything and then handle it? Niggas want to be tough in the middle of a battle. And it's just like, why? It's rap. It's verbal abuse, not physical abuse. You can't handle a little abuse? What are you, a bit? Stop. Anyway. DNA, however, the angle put on you is something very serious. There's nothing about you trying to be tough. I've never expected DNA to be tough. I've never expected DNA to be a gangster. And he uses hella gun bars. That ain't what I'm knocking for. No, because I understand it's entertainment. Hell, I'm pretty sure Bow Wow talked... Let me stop. Oh, get on Bow Wow right now. But point was, that was never the issue with DNA. Never got on DNA for being a poser. My thing about being DNA, this shit was corny. Like, bro, you know, Biden ain't shit. Like, you want to talk, like, Biden said Trump was the first racist president. What? Bro, Biden, we did not forget that you signed off on the bill to incarcerate niggas. Like, could we not, let's not. I'm not political. This ain't what this is about. But the point I'm trying to make is that angle stinks a whole lot more than Geechee hanging by a tree. That angle will always stay on you because it was a shameful moment in your life. Now, like I said, I heard him in the third round against King Los. It's what's done is done. It's the past. The reason why I bring it up, though, is because apparently, I don't know, Clips got in, somebody said something to Clips about it. And Hollow responded. I guess I forgot what Clip said that mentioned Hollow. But Hollow responds Wait, keep my name out that shit, bro. I'm the KSI of this. I'm the KSI of hip hop, bro. You niggas ain't fucking hip hop. Which I did that corny buy this shit. Now I felt where he was coming from, but to you know, but then he just kept going on saying y'all niggas ain't hip hop and like, and it's like my real issue with why he was being weird is I'm like, yo, you niggas came up to like I watched these niggas in like blogs, interviews, battle show events, like 15 like I've seen these niggas constantly hanging around each other, like it's but I'm up here like, why does Hollow and Clips got beef? Like, I've already battled. They've already battled. And a lot of people gave Hollow the battle. The first and second round, for sure. Because Hollow was the first person to... He was the very first person to decode. He, you know, if anybody didn't really understand it, allow Hollow to explain that Clips has a four-bar setup that is like, you know, his flow, he has fire written, but it's predictable. Yes, you know a Charlie Clips bar, you know where it's going, but who cares though? Like a lot, like it's entertaining. Like it's one thing if the bar was ass, but the bar is not. And I remember Clips, like I remember in one of his battles, he was like, as long as it's fire. Yeah, as long as it's fire, why does it matter if it's simple? Niggas get so mad. Like, bro, not everybody is meant to be lyrical spiritual miracles. Not everybody is meant to, like, write in such depth like that. Like, not everybody is meant to write in such an abundance. Like, it's nobody's able to write like that. Some people, it's just, like I said, Clips a rapper. One of the things that I have taken from a lot of people that do the simple shit, they're rappers. They're, like, they're rappers. Like, these are niggas that was still mixtapes. Like, yeah, King Los is a rapper, but King Los is not a really successful rapper. He is arguably one of the best pins when it comes to rap. But when it comes to, if you want to talk about success, that's Andre 2000. But certain people who, like I said, not everybody has a pin. Those who have extensive pins, they're not, 9 out of 10, they're not going to want to be rappers. They really just want to rap. A lot of times, they'll do freestyles more than anything, or battle rap. But those who are used to beats and stuff like that, they're used to writing short-ass bars. Simple writing. I don't understand why people penalize them for it. If it's fire, it's fire. If it's trash, it's trash. So, but to keep the story going along, Hollow's just been acting weird ever since then. But then it got to the attention of DNA. Because even though Hollow has battled Clips, he has not battled DNA. And a lot of people said, you know, even, I think, and I remember after Hollow heard DNA's bar about him against Vixen, he responded again. And then his tone started to change a little bit. Like, he stopped sounding all aggressive. He started sounding like, you know, hey, man, I don't want to battle you, bro. Keep doing your thing and everything like that. Just keep my name out your mouth or whatever, this and that. And I'm just like, I'm not going to battle you. And I'm just like, why? Like, I never see a Hollow the Duck smoke. Like, it was weird. Like, why won't you battle DNA? Like, at first, I could understand it because it's Queens. They both from Queens, so it's like, you know, you don't want to battle a Queens nigga. Just like Jersey niggas don't like to battle other Jersey niggas. Like, it's a certain code. Cali niggas don't give a fuck. Niggas from the West Coast, it's like this, bruh. Steel sharpens, it's, in Cali, it's steel sharpened steel. Or steel used to get steel. Because, like I said, it's California. Compton. Anyway. What I'm trying to say is West Coast niggas don't care. They'll battle each other and still be cool afterwards. And then take out the East Coast. East Coast niggas, Jersey, Philly, they don't like to battle each other. They like, because it's a family. They're a conglomerate. It's a camaraderie. Like, they like to stick together. They all want to see each other shine. Carolina niggas. Let's not talk about Carolina niggas. Carolina niggas are kind of like back and forth with it. Like, you don't know if Carolina niggas want to see each other grow. But then again, Carolina split. You got South Carolina niggas and you got North Carolina niggas. And so far, our North Carolina niggas, we've been seeing, yeah, North and South is really, like, they literally don't fuck with each other. Like, it's weird. Like, they fuck with Carolina, but they don't fuck with the either side of Carolina. South don't fuck with the North like that. North don't fuck with the South like that. And it's been proven in battle rap for a while now. Briz, when you talk about North Carolina, you got Briz, T-Top, Riggs, Bad News. You talk the South, Swamp, Kid Chaos, DG the Piranha, Truth Watson. But I'm still not impressed with Truth Watson's battle with MVP, man. I'm still not impressed with that shit. But Truth Watson, what he did was Floss the Boss. You know, that's how you get a react. I love that whole steam. It was fire, Truth Watson. But yeah, Carolina niggas, they got, Louisy, North Carolina. Yeah, it's Carolina shit. At first, in my mind, I'm thinking, this battle's never gonna happen. Because Hollow is, he's coming off like, he's weird, he's being weird as of late. Like, how you hip-hop, my thing is, I'm not even trying to pick on Hollow, because I'm a fan of Hollow. LOM clothing, I haven't got anything from Hidden Label, I haven't got anything from them, because, you know, money's been tight, you know, because it's a comedy. Anyway, enough of that. The point is, I've been a fan of Hollow. I'm just not a fan of Hollow's behavior as of late. Not to mention, like, let's not even talk about the personal stuff. Let's talk about his battle resume right now. Okay, last two battles he's had K-Sean, he had Danny Myers, and there was one other person that Hollow had. Who was the other? Let's see. Hold on. I like hearing Mac Myers one rounder RB. That was fire. Mac Myron came with the smoke, my nigga. I heard Hollow God's here. Well, let's get that fire burning. You know I'm known to fire off the top. Lord, it's in higher learning. Like, it was fire, like, yo. Him and K-Sean. No. Him and Danny. I honestly didn't like that battle. I don't know. I wasn't really entertained. After the surf battle, Hollow, like, he was cooking real nice against Rock, but literally, like, Rock took off after his battle with Hollow. Like, he literally kept skyrocketing as, like, he is super top tier. And Hollow, for some reason, after that battle, it ain't really been like nobody's really been trying. Like, I thought him and K-Sean was gonna really like it. We was gonna see a great hot. Oh wait, Rum Nitty. That's right, the Rum Nitty battle. Oh, yeah, I forgot that battle because Hollow. You know, Hollow. When niggas want smoke, Hollow, he comes at niggas differently. Like, and when it comes to certain people, you can't just flex like that, because not everybody can translate what the fuck you got going on. Like, you can't just all around just start saying, I heard you want smoke, my nigga. Now, to certain people, like, if he would have said that to, like, me, I would have been like, yeah, for sure. When could it happen? But with a nigga like Rum Nitty, Geechee Gotti, K-Sean, you come at a nigga with a tone like that, talking about you want to smoke this and that, you're like, bruh, niggas think, wait a minute, are we talking about battling, or are we talking about a fight for real? Like, do you want to fade, or do you want to battle? And Rum Nitty was confused, because the way he Hollow was coming out of Rum Nitty was like, you a weirdo. Like, and then, like, bruh, like, the thing about it is, Rum Nitty's short. So one thing Rum Nitty's not about to have, like, Rum Nitty has that Danny Bonaducci kind of, you know, complex. Like, I'm too little to be polite, dog. Like, I'm a good nigga, but at the same time, like, bro, Thomas, nigga. Like, bro, I'm a Thomas baby. Like, bro, I'm not gonna let you flex on me, bro. I will fuck you up. Don't talk. Like, bro, no. Now, I, like, you know, if Rum D was like, you a weirdo, he was going, like, bro, look, because Hollow was coming off real, as Hollow calls it, passionate. He was passionate. But meanwhile, Rum D, like, bro, what the fuck you coming down on, bro? What the fuck is this? You a weirdo, bro. Straight, like, bro, don't ever fix your, bro, what the fuck? And then Hollow had to explain, so like, why you all swole in the chest, man? I'm just talking to you. Like, nigga, you up there with all this shit? Like, man, you up there talking about you all smoking it? Like, nigga, ain't nobody met. Bro, ain't nobody trying to, like, bruh, I never said I wanted a fade with you, my nigga. I wanted smoke as far as battle rap's concerned. I want to beat your ass for 3 rounds. Lyrically. I never said I had problems with you on a level where I wanted to get a fade, where I wanted to catch the fade. But see, and that's what that was going through Romney's rhyme. Romney was thinking, like, what the fuck did he. You took a. Because I guess Romney dropped a diss track. He dropped a diss song or whatever. Or he had a bar where he dissed Hollow. And Hollow, he thinking this is actual hip hop where, you know, if you get dissed in the song, niggas won't smoke with you. Nigga, he's a battle rapper. Romney's a battle rapper. You're a battle rapper. He sent the diss out because he feels you ducking. And he wants to smoke. He wants to smoke you because it will look nice on his resume. It's going to challenge him to battle because he knows what type of time you want. That whole face-off was like, wow. And even though a lot of people gave Romney to win, to be honest with you, a lot of people gave Romney to win. Because Romney, he combined so many different, like, people were all, like, the stuff that people were complaining about Romney about, he fixed it. He would tune the shit up. He knows how to angle. He knows how to. He dabbles a little bit of everything. He don't spend so much time on certain things. He just gives a little space here and there, just a little leg room here, a little leg room there. But full force, punch, 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 punch. But every now and then, you know, a little sprinkle here and there, just a little sprinkle something here and there. And that's how it's been. That's how it's been. Hollow, like all three of his rounds from the, like, you know, first round, you know, he pretty much. His first round, basically, he was trying to do was show the difference. And, I mean, we get it. You have a smart-ass pen. So, a lot of your punchlines, niggas ain't gonna understand. I get that way, too. You know, but overall, I don't know. The vibe for Hollow, I wasn't feeling it. I just wasn't feeling his rounds for a minute. Then he gets K-Shine. He beat K-Shine, but it was only because, for some reason, K-Shine... Like, it was all when K-Shine decided, like, K-Shine, you know, he's like, you know how long I wanted this match? K-Shine cut the braids. We got buzz cut K-Shine. I was like, yo, oh, man, vintage K-Shine might be interesting. But we didn't, we thought we was getting vintage K-Shine, but all we got was the look. But don't get, hey, K-Shine, don't come for me. I already said in my last podcast, what you did with Easy, wow. I'm sorry. Don't come. You still fire. You still fire. My bad. That Hollow song just wasn't a good look for you. But I think it was more about Hollow than it was you. I mean, after seeing you versus Easy, it was clear that it was more about Hollow making a battle being really not that interesting than you. And now here we go again. So now, I think I've given him pretty much... Wow, I spent a lot of time on this topic. Let's just get to it. DNA versus Hollow is going down on Resolution 2. Queens is in a building. It's the... Who is the King of Queens? Besides, Kevin James. I could do this all day. Who is the King of Queens? Who is not Kevin James? Will it be Hollow, Don? Will it be DNA? We got Shooting Machetes versus Killing in the Air to High Def. Ah! Woo! Rebuttals. We got two people who can freestyle to the greatest. Like, these are two people that freestyle before they actually write writings. They rebuttal game. Crazy. They can both rebuttal in mid-round. Roasting session. Well, I don't think DNA should get in a roasting session with Hollow. Unless he wants to talk about Hollow taking his hat off in that Tay Rock event. Yeah. Yo, bruh, I understand niggas shouldn't be worrying about your hair in a battle, but bruh, yo, Yo, the shit that you had under your hat, bro, you should have kept it underneath that bitch, bro. What the? That was nasty. That was nasty. I personally understand it though. I mean, at least it was picked out. My shit, I have to pick mine out, otherwise I get BBs. So at least he had it picked out, but man, I'm like, bro, Hollow, I just like the buzz cut on Hollow. I like the short look on Hollow. It fits him. Him trying to do the long hair thing, trying to grow it out. I'm like, what, bro, Hollow, chill. But you can't tell a grown man what to do with his hair. You cannot. But nonetheless, roasting session just wasn't be a good look for DNA. Unless he could go back to Hollow's hairdo against Tay Rock. But there's too much material for DNA for Hollow to roast. So it's just like, this battle really just comes down to who really wants to get the other the fuck out of here. And I feel like, you know what, I'm gonna go with DNA on this one. Sorry, Hollow, I gotta go with DNA on this one. Because I just ain't been imp I haven't really been impressed with you lately. Like, yeah, your pen is still there, but everything else just seems, it seems misplaced. It seems like it's not really working for you right now. Like, I don't know if you're just distracted. Maybe you're not really giving a fuck about battle rap like that. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I just know that I miss the old you. I miss vintage you. I miss the you that killed the fuck out of Arsenal. That was long overdue. That when I saw Fight Club, I'm like, did you literally get? They literally gave Tretch gave. Well, no, not Tretch. Was it Tretch? No, it wasn't Tretch. It was Damon Dash. Holy shit! It was Damon Dash. Damon Dash was the motherfucker that gave Arsenal a win over Hollow with them trash ass recycled rounds. I'm like, what the hell? So yeah, Hollow was meant to get that. He needed to get that fade back. And he did. He did. And he smoked him. I rewatched that battle. And I watched it on Ruin Your Day when Gleeci was clowning Arsenal. Like, Arsenal was saying shit like, you the type of person that Monday through Wednesday, you only listen to the weekend. What the fuck? Okay, now Arsenal just saying stuff now like, nigga, you only 30, nigga, you gonna be 39 drinking 40s. He said something else. He eating TV dinners. Holy shit. Holy fuck. Yo, Geechee was all for it, bruh. Geechee is really for bruh, I have. There's no more to say. No more to say. Who I have winning? DNA. 2-1. Possible 3-0. I just don't think Hollow has it. Hollow has a pin, but it's going to take more than a pin to take out DNA. You got to be able. You got to out. You have to out-rap DNA. Out-rap, outperform, out DNA. You have to literally bury that nigga. Get him the fuck out of here. Like his slogan. But it's hard to get DNA the fuck out of here because DNA puts so much into this shit. DNA is the youngest battle rapper. The youngest to ever do it next to Chess. And he's a legend. At my age, DNA is in a. He's DNA, bruh. I don't know about y'all, but DNA to me is in Mount Rushmore battle rap for me. He's in Mount Rushmore. Because he's one of the youngest to ever do it, and he's my age. And he's a Hall of Famer practically. He's battled everyone except Lil Zay, but we're not gonna get into that. Shout out to Lil Zay. Drop cruise bombs, Lil Zay. Shout out to Charlamagne, because I keep using that cruise bomb. I'm pretty sure he gonna come for me one of these days. Like, Donkey of the Day goes to a podcast dude named Nylon Johnson, and his podcast is called B&B Blunts and Battle Rap. Now, I am not the highest weed dispensary. But I don't understand why my name was mentioned on a podcast like this. I just feel like that's how Charlamagne would start my donkey today. But last battle, talking about. But yeah, I got DNA 2130. Hollow, prove me wrong. I would like that. I want, like, hey, Sean proved me wrong. So you prove me wrong. You prove me wrong. But we'll see. Next battle. We got. Easy to block captain. Say it with me. Easy to block. My name is Easy to Block Captain. Say it with me, nigga. Easy to Block Captain. You put on turtlenecks and you stop rapping. Now he's gun titles. Woo! And now he got A-verb. Woo! Bruh. Blessings just keep coming to Easy, man. I hope they continue to keep coming to Easy to Block Captain. Lord, keep blessing this man because he deserves it. the position that Easy's in, he deserves it. The man deserves it. He had a classic with Kayshawn. Kayshawn can't even take nothing from him. One thing about it, Kayshawn was really dope, but Kayshawn can't say he's smoky. He can't say he's smoky. He can't say that. All he can say is that it was a dog fight. It was definitely a dog fight. Like, you know how Reed Dollar said him and Kay? No. You and Kayshawn was not a dog fight. Easy and Kayshawn was a dog fight. That's what we call a dog fight, Reed Dollar. And don't get me wrong. I'm not throwing shade at you, Reed Dollar, because you still... Rum Nitty? Sue Surf? We have got to put... Oh, and not to mention, I heard you and Clean Paper got into it. We gonna put respect on your name. But you and Kayshawn was not a dog fight. Easy and Kayshawn is a dog fight. Now Easy got A-Verb on the menu. The island god has decided to jump off the island to see the captain. That's funny. I wonder how you get off an island just to end up on a block. And you can't enter, you get off the island to get on the block, you gotta meet the captain. I know, that was lame. Get off my back. Let's just keep it going. A-Verb takes on Easy. When's the last time we seen A-Verb? Last time we seen A-Verb, he lost terribly to Miss Hustle with his misogynistic material. Like, there was, he didn't, the only thing Verb said that I felt for was in the second round. His second round, you could feel some of the shit he be saying. Because as a man, yeah, you gotta admit, females can finesse and females be on some shit. But the misogyny is too strong in this one. There's powerful misogyny at work with A-Verb. Very strong misogyny. I'm listening to A-Verb in the face-off. A-Verb in the face-off was just like, bro, who hurt you? Like, bro, who hurt you, my nigga? Who hurt you? Because I've been hurt. I've been, like, bro, my heart has, you know what? No, we're not going to do that. But let's just say, niggas know pain. Niggas has had a heartbroken beat every day. Niggas go through this shit a lot. But how hurt could a woman put you through to make you say, to make you be so misogynistic like women are nothing? Like, he literally looks at women like they're things. And they're just, he's, like, you can just use them. Like, what the fuck? Like, this is a whole human, bro. It's all woman. Like, bro, like, I understand. Whoever hurt you. Do not try to pass off that pain onto somebody else. Don't try to make somebody else feel like shit. Even another woman did you wrong. Like, Miss Hustle don't know you. And it was worse, was after he said all that misogynistic and shit, to turn Miss Hustle off. Like, I bet you she was on desert mode when he was, the way he was talking, I'm like, bro, every woman that was there was desert. It was desert between their legs, bro. Cause they don't want to hear that shit. They don't want to hear no man talking down to them, talking to them like they're not even human. And then he tries to turn around by trying to flirt with her, saying, you looking kind of good. Like, bro, she ain't trying to hear none of that now. You fucked it up. She probably would have let Verb fuck too. She probably would have been talk all that shit. I'm pretty sure there are rumors saying she let old Red smash. Rum Nitty definitely climbed that ladder. Prep has climbed that ladder. So, I mean, like, it's not like battle rappers can't get it. It's just, you definitely can't say no misogynistic shit. Like, bruh, hoes got feelings too. Hoes got feelings too. Even hoes don't like to be, even though, yeah, they're using their bodies, you know, they not gonna let you use them. Like, bruh, it's a world out here, man. I'm trying to tell you. But Verb, that's the last time we heard from Verb. And now Verb, he decided, you know what? This nigga Easy getting too famous. It's time to shut it down. How you gonna shut it down, Verb? How you gonna shut it down? And of course, I saw Verb versus that Ice. That battle, for me, I feel like that battle would have been better years ago. But now, in this day and age, it's like, eh. we're just happy that Head Ice is back for real. Like what we saw Head Ice do with Av, we're just like, who won a half and half? Like yo, and you know, like we missed that Head Ice. You know, Head Ice, you know, I call it my home fries. Hold on, home fries. Like, you know, man. Early predictions for this battle? It can go either way. Wait a minute, no, he got Easy to block captain? My bad, I'm still thinking about Head Ice versus Verb. Easy, 3-0. Let me give you that one more again. Easy, the block captain is 3-0 Verb. You don't believe me? I will personally put a bet on Easy's battle on the Battle Rap Legends lottery thing right now, on the gambling app right now. I will put money on Easy. Matter of fact, I'm going to. I get paid Wednesday, I'm putting money on Easy. Cause I'm pretty sure, like, you know, all the Verb fanatics are like, what? 3-0? Verb? Yes, nigga. Yes. The fuck? Verb? What? Look, I feel like James just, what have you done for me lately? What have you done for me lately, Verb? What have you done for the culture? None. Bro, that Head Ice was like, eh. And you and Miss Hustle? Oh, hell no. Like, bro, I don't even like Miss Hustle no more. And I wanted to swing on you for her. Like, bro, how you? But she's still a lady. Yeah, she's a tall ass lady, but she's still a lady. Like, hell, like, bro. Because you're like, bro, would you talk like this to Wendy Williams? I kind of want somebody to talk to Wendy Williams like that. But that's the neither here or there. Yo. Easy 3-0. Easy 3-0. Now, we got like 4 minutes left. We got roughly 4 minutes left, so I'm going to go ahead and try to get to the last topic that has been, it's small. Well, no, let's these subtopics real quick. I'm going to zoom through. Topic number one, Midnight Madness, Surface Hosting. Two, Midnight Madness has made it. Now, I'm really starting to believe that Smack is becoming a monopoly. He's smacking Beasley and turned Battle Rap into a monopoly. And I don't know how I should feel about it. I really don't. Plus, this Midnight Madness shit. They got all these belts and stuff. Like, basically, it's like a, you know, Midnight Madness were basically, you know, two people don't rock with each other. And they put money on each other to see who will win. And whoever the people around them think won gets the money and blah, blah, blah. That's Midnight Madness. So, two people that I thought would never get their shit right, would never get their shit together, ended up getting their shit together. Both these niggas left out with belts and money. Yeah, okay, can we grab Cruz Mom? Let me stop using Cruz Mom. I want to send a special shout out to Bad News. No, I'm not ready for that. Let's just call him Slytherin. I want to send a special shout out to Bad News and Slytherin. You don't know who Slytherin is? It's that Harlem nigga with the effed up eye. Shout out to Slytherin. I heard he did well. I mean, but he had none though. It's really not hard to beat none of them. You just have to take them seriously. If you take none of them seriously, you can fuck him up. Loso fucked up by not taking none of them seriously, and thus he lost the first round of the tournament. Yo, none of them are going far too. He like, bruh, missed. He got past with the wavy. But I thought, man. I don't know how you lost to Nunna. But not a lot of people are known for losing to Nunna. Like, even, like, right, it, like, it's real. Like, if you lost to Nunna, you didn't take him seriously. That's the only way I can feel anybody can lose to Nunna. To clearly lose to Nunna means you didn't take him seriously. And if it's debatable, you kind of slacked off on your material a little bit. Like Shotgun Shug, he slacked off on the material a little bit. And honestly, I feel none of Shotgun Shook is debatable. That battle's debatable. He, like, none came in with, yo, none came to fight with that nigga, and he worked. But now here we are. Bad News and Slytherin. I think Bad News' opponent was J2. I feel like in that regard, there's nothing we could do about that. Yeah. So, shout out to Bad News and Slytherin for getting their belts and, you know, reinventing their career. That makes me happy for them. And then last but not least, before this video draws to a close, you know what? No, I'm just going to end it like that. And this is B&B. I'm signing out. Until the next podcast. Respectfully, gone.